What's up, everybody? Welcome to
Yo,
another
yo, yo. Oh, sorry.
new territory here, new territory. Welcome to another episode of Honey Hole Hangout. This is our first ever episode 100% remote.
Ooh.
It's weird because what
It's
number is this? Is like 161 or something, maybe 162. We went that long. We've had occasional people, a single person be remote, but we've never done a fully remote podcast.
Well, no, we did one with William Townsend. It was there was like a bad storm, and we had to go completely remote. But this was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, I remember that actually. That was like early on. That may have been like episode like 20 or something. So it's been a minute.
Oh yeah. I've
Zach.
never done remote. So you have not done remote, no.
So
That's
Harris
cool.
is tying flies. While we're, so if you see the video version of this when it comes out, you guys can watch Zach Harris tie flies. Zach, what are you tying?
A mop fly, a special mop fly, a pretty mop fly,
I didn't know you were
a better than you'll find in a fly shop bin mop fly.
I didn't know that you were a mop fly guy.
Well, I wasn't until I got super into carp fishing, and now they just look buggy as shit. So, but it's not like a bead and a dubbing collar and a piece of mop. Like these are like a little fancier, you know. Let's see. So I can adjust some light for you guys then. Look at
I mean, dressing up a mop is still a mop.
Now,
Listen.
Langdon, does Zach look good to you, or does he look a little grainy?
So he's a little grainy, but
Okay.
he should be uploaded in full quality.
Nice.
So
Guess we'll see.
we'll see. Well, this is
Because
a
like for
trial
me,
run.
you're like pretty blurry. Like,
We don't
Yeah,
how
if I'm
do
being honest, both of you guys look a little bit blurry to me, but my picture looks clear.
I know?
So I bet it uploads better. We'll see. We'll
This is
see.
100% a trial run by us. We don't know how this is going to go. We don't even know if this episode's going to go live.
Yeah,
So,
I kind of hope it does because it's fun. Because I
but
hope the
some.
whole time we've been on camera tonight goes live because it's been interesting.
So,
Zach died a couple times.
so there's some cool things that we can do on this format. One, we can live stream while we're recording, and you guys can tune in live and ask questions and interact while we're recording the podcast. Secondly, we can share videos, we can share articles or whatever else, photos while we're recording.
Unfortunately, Landon's favorite videos, like to watch online, those websites are banned in Texas right now. So,
Wait,
Zach,
what?
nothing. You didn't hear about that? All the naughty websites, like you can't access them. They like, I
They
don't
passed the
know.
law.
Yeah, some like age verification thing. It's
Did
weird. I
you
mean,
find that out by
it
trial
was
and
by
error?
accident. Yeah.
It was
I
by
will say,
accident.
somebody told me about it, so I went and checked, and sure enough, I checked. Lou was right there. She was in the passenger seat of my truck. We were like at a red light or something. And I was like, really?
Red light, just looking up things.
Like, son of a. Never mind.
Did you guys have you guys been keeping up with the news this morning with the bridge collapse thing?
The only thing I really kept w up with is that now there's going to be like another COVID toilet paper shortage. Like, no joke, they're saying like certain goods are going to. Oh, there he is. I lost Zach for a minute. Certain goods are going to be like harder to get. I don't really know why.
Because of
I
the
think it was
cargo
just.
ship?
Well, I think it's because that particular shipping channel. If I understood correctly, I could be wrong about this, but that shipping channel is like a key port, or it leads to a key port or something like that, that brings a lot of stuff from overseas. I don't know that for sure. That's just what I heard through the
Okay.
grapevine. So I don't
Did
want
you
to
guys
start a stampede to the toilet paper aisle.
hear like why it crashed into the bridge? Because
No.
I like was somebody like
No, the power went out. Like, if you watch the video, the entire ship's power went out. Every single light on the ship goes out and it just keeps floating. And then the power comes on.
Dude.
And then the power goes out again as it gets creeper and creeping. And then, like, it comes on right before it hits the bridge. And then you see them, like, turn on thrusters because you just see black smoke just billowing out. And then as it's going out and out and out, they just run
so
right
they
into
lost
it.
Control of the ship.
Yeah. Oh, from my understanding, you know, it looks like power went out.
That's crazy. Well, what's I up did... with all our, like, the plane had the door that fell off. Now the ship's power's going out, like, destroying bridges. What the hell's going on, man?
Aliens.
Dude, speaking of that, like, that little thing that flew over San Antonio and Austin yesterday, that's pretty freaking crazy. Okay.
I gotta look at this.
Look it up.
I'm gonna Google
bring
it.
Bring up the clip.
Here,
bring it up.
I'll share it to you, Landon, and then you can post it because I can't. I cannot. Come on, brain, work. I cannot share my screen.
Yeah, I don't think I can do it either. Okay, I'm having some issues here.
UFO sighted in downtown San Antonio. It looks like a cloud.
No, I sent it to the special group chat. I sent it to the Insta chat.
Okay, let's take a look here.
Looks like a cloud, he says.
It is not a cloud. It doesn't even look like a cloud.
Well, of course you're going to say that.
No, dude, it looks like a freaking
like
alien.
A jellyfish?
Just
kind
keep
of?
Watching it.
Well, you should. I want to watch it.
Share it to the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, we're living in the year of our Lord, 2024. Put it on
well,
the screen.
Year of our Lord.
That...
Yeah. Haven't you ever heard that?
Okay, you guys are gonna have to give me a second.
I've never heard that phrase.
Nope, never have. I have heard a lot of the religious issues with this upcoming eclipse.
Somebody just told me that today for the
first
time. Dude,
like, people are saying that the skies are going to go black for 3 days.
They're going to go black for 3 minutes.
Yeah, no, people are like, dude, go to YouTube and type in 2024 total eclipse, and there's all sorts of people shitting their pants out there.
That makes me kind of afraid for, like, humanity.
Well, yeah. That was, like, same thing, Y2K, and then what, like, the Mayan calendar running out in, what was it, like, 2018 or something?
Dude, the zombie apocalypse in 2012.
Oh, yeah.
So
I was looking forward to that one, though.
My buddy and I were talking the other day, what if we all died in 2012, like, with the zombies, like, the whatever, and, like, we're just in a time loop. We can cut this out. We don't need to talk about that.
You know what? I did meet Kendall in 2013, so she's probably just a figment of my imagination.
See what I'm saying?
It makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, she should be in a figment of your imagination.
All right, I have this UFO footage here shortly.
I'm waiting.
We should have prepped this beforehand, but I didn't know we were going to talk about this.
I guess about what I did today.
Okay.
So we started soccer tryouts yesterday. So that was. Yep. I have 35 kids trying out for 16 spots. So
have you made your decisions already?
Almost all of them. I got about 8 that are on the bubble for about 4 spots. And so tomorrow we're going to do one more scrimmage, and I'm going to put my bubble kids together and kind of see how they play. Well, so I got kids who made the team. I know for sure made the team. Kids who didn't make the team for sure. And then I have bubble kids who, like, I can't decide if they're going to make it. I can't decide if they're not going to make it. So I kind of need to see a little bit more from each one of them to determine who I'm going to keep.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
I could just do a rock, paper, scissors tournament, realistically.
Or fight.
Now,
choose a weapon and fight.
Honestly, I could just throw a soccer ball and be like, hey, whoever comes to me with the soccer ball in their hand – gets the last spot.
Oh, so. A soccer ball and like 2 butterfly knives and some nunchucks.
Yeah, give them all nunchucks.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Only hit the ball with the nunchucks.
Oh. Ooh, you heard of polo? So, that's my life right now.
That's a hard decision. I know that's hard. You have to make a hard decision.
I know.
It's like firing someone.
Yeah, there's probably going to be some kids who played for me last year who are not going to make the team this year.
Ooh, that's what's tough.
Yeah, because we got a couple new kids who moved to town, and they're pretty good soccer players. And so, unfortunately, that means some of the kids who were bubble kids last year probably aren't going to make it this year.
Gotcha.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I got my letters all typed up and printed off, and I just gotta hand them out.
You gotta write a letter.
So what I'm doing is I'm printing off a letter for every student. You know, either like congratulations, you made it, or I'm sorry to let you know. And so at the end of the day tomorrow, they're gonna come by my classroom. I'm gonna give them the letter with their name on it and tell them open it when you get home.
Yeah, how many of them do you think are actually gonna wait till they get home?
Not a one, but yeah, you know,
and you're gonna.
Then I'll hang out in my classroom for an hour.
Lock the door,
and then I'll leave. And, like, honestly, when they show up on Thursday, I don't mind talking to them. But, I kind of need it to kind of, like, settle down for, like, a day. Or, like,
some people need some time to process.
Right. Exactly.
And I do this at work sometimes. If people are pretty heated on the phone and I can't get them to calm down, and they're frustrated about something, which I understand, but there's no, like, room for us to communicate, I will say, I'm going to call you back tomorrow when we can actually talk about this, and I'll end the call. And they'll call me back like 10 times and I won't pick up. And then I'll call them the next day. And then usually it's a lot better situation once they've had some time to cool down. Yeah. So that's a pretty good move, Zach. Like, send them home with a letter, let them process it, talk to their parents.
Yeah,
we'll probably provide some good insight. Hopefully, if their parents are good and right,
because they their parents can like help them understand, because I know for a fact there's gonna be a couple of kids who like it's gonna be tough on.
Do you anticipate any parents calling and complaining and being, why is my son not gonna make it? Like, I mean, it's possible. I imagine. Yeah,
it's, you know, I don't think we have never really had that in the past.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And I feel like I'm doing it in a pretty fair way. Like, I have like a spreadsheet based on skill, and it's not going off of like, you know, favorites or anything like that.
Right.
Like, it's so if anybody does have an issue with it, like, I can just point to them and be like, very like, you know, matter of fact, like, hey, like, these are the scores for every single student. This is where your kid scored. And, you know, like, it's just kind of the way it is, unfortunately, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see this alien video.
Well, yeah. Good luck, Zach. Here's the video. Let's see. Oh, can you guys see it? Cause I don't know what y'all are seeing on your
end. Yeah. It's there.
It's there. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Loud. There we go.
All right, so see? It's spraying stuff out. Did you guys see it spray the stuff?
Yeah, the like a smoke ring.
Yeah. And then watch, it just disappears.
Interesting.
I know. So a little bit more than just something in my head.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that can be done with a computer nowadays.
No, John saw it with his eyes last night. Like,
John
he was walking his dog.
You
know,
have you ever thought that maybe he's just like latching onto the fact that you're terrified of aliens and messing with you?
So John had the wherewithal to go onto Reddit and Instagram and post this big thing with hundreds of people saying they saw it. So, no, last night, John was walking his dog and he saw that thing go across the sky. Today during lunch, I'm like, oh, hey, did you see that thing that went across the sky? It's all over online. He's like, I saw it. I was walking my dog. He showed me a video and he saw it with his own eyes.
The dog did? The dog showed the video?
Yeah, dude, it was crazy. All I saw was a whole bunch of tennis balls.
I don't know. I'm going to do some
deep digging
into that.
I can't explain what it is, but
I also believe that Bigfoot sighting was real for a long time. The one that looked like a knockoff from the movie Signs.
Wait, the original one? The one where he's like, just walk with it?
Yeah. Yeah, so now I'm skeptical of everything.
Did you really believe that video?
Yes, okay.
Have you guys seen the trailer for the new Sasquatch movie?
No.
Oh yeah.
Is it like a horror movie?
No, it's just like a loving family movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the
It's
fam.
like a slice of life coming of age movie.
Yeah, but the family's a Sasquatch.
Baby Bigfoot.
Sasquatch is Sasquatch I.
Sasquatch what?
Sasquatchinites.
Sasquatchinites?
That sounds right.
Sasquai.
Sasquatch.
Sasquise. Whoa.
What'd you
Man, I
find?
don't like that my computer is playing out loud because what I was going to pull up into our next segment was that Mending the Line is on Netflix now. And
Yeah,
it was
everybody.
number one on Netflix. And I was about to pull it up and see if it was still number one on Netflix and talk about it. But then Netflix started playing sounds out of my computer that you guys heard. So
Are you not
I couldn't shut that down.
enjoying our debate on what to call multiple Sasquatch?
No, I tuned out, to be honest.
Wow. I mean, I really felt the
I was
need to
tuned out. I
get.
was already moving on to the next subject.
I mean, I feel like this is an important thing that people should know.
I don't
Honestly.
honestly don't think people care.
You'd be surprised, really. You'd be surprised.
Well, anyway, Mending the Line was number one on Netflix, which is awesome. It's awesome that it's up on Netflix, number one, so you can go watch it for free. And then number two, that it's number one is incredible as well.
Yeah, that's really cool. I didn't know. I mean, not that I was like involved with the movie, but I didn't even know they had plans to put it on Netflix. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Oops.
I didn't either. I don't know if and I don't know if Netflix like wants to keep that a secret or not. Like they want the new releases
Oh
coming out to be a secret, so that might be part of the deal.
yeah,
Yeah.
that makes sense, honestly.
If you guys don't know, Mending the Line is a fly fishing movie that came out last year, and we did a podcast with Joshua Caldwell, the director. So if you want to go watch that movie on Netflix and then go back and listen to an older episode, you get some behind the scenes information on how they filmed it and some cool stuff. That's probably one of my favorite episodes that we've done.
It was really cool. Just even had the experience to talk or to see the movie before anybody else
Yeah.
and then talk with the director as well. It was one of my favorite, yeah, not just things on the podcast, but just one of my favorite things I've ever done. Just as much of a movie buff as I am. So that was
Yeah,
cool.
to be able to talk with a Hollywood director about how they made their movie is super cool.
Yeah,
And
for sure.
I still have not watched the movie. Now that it's on Netflix,
Oh,
I gotta make
yes.
it happen.
Zach, watch the movie and then maybe on the next episode, you can tell us what you thought about it.
Yeah, figure something out.
So, will you guys talk about, you guys did casting for Recovery this past weekend. Will you guys talk about that and what went on and how it went?
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. We were only there for the fun part. So I don't know exactly what goes on behind the scenes at Casting for Recovery. Actually, you know who you should talk to about it? It's the lady in there. But should get her on. Anyway, I don't know exactly what goes on. So we were only there for the fun, but it honestly felt a lot like real recovery to me. But I felt like we could, Zach froze, focus more on the fishing because we weren't there for, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. Zach?
So yeah, talk about what you guys
So,
did and how it's
yeah.
different than
So
real
we,
recovery.
so real recovery is we, you know, it's like we fish almost the entire weekend and then we break at these certain times and then the guys go and have those courageous conversations throughout the weekend. And it's not necessarily about learning how to fly fish or learning what fly fishing is. I mean, like it is, but it's not very like class, like if that makes sense. It's very much like, hey, you learn by doing at Real Recovery, you get on the water. And
Yeah.
also, I will say too, my goal, at least when I fish for Real Recovery, is not, hey, we're going to teach you how to get the best cast, unless that's what the guy wants. But most
Right.
of the time, I'm like, you know, you may never touch another fly rod after this weekend. So I want you to have the best experience possible at your level. And so if that means we're just rainbow casting, upstream with an indicator on. That's what we're doing, and we're gonna have a great time doing it, and we're gonna catch some
Yeah.
fish. Casting for recovery is very much, at least from what I gather, is there's these different things that they teach, and they hit on several topics over the course of the weekend, teaching about fly fishing. So like, they may focus on stages of bug life at one point, and then they're going to switch to what fly rods are and how the different weights come into effect. And they teach them those sorts and how to read water and that kind of stuff. And then on Sunday, all those things they learn come into place, and they bring it all together because they've learned casting the day before too. And so I want to say they come to it with a little bit of a different
More of
thought.
an e educational approach, whereas we're just hanging out, kind of fishing with the guys, partying, whatever.
Definitely. That's what I would
Yeah.
say. And so it was kind of cool though with fishing for the first time with casting for recovery is a lot of these people kind of like the lady I fished with, Connie, like she was kind of like, oh, hey, let's do this. We talked about this yesterday. I mean, like honestly, my participant was fantastic. Like she was like gung ho from the beginning. Like we are going to get some fish. And she was talking like as much crap as the next person. Like, listen, like my goal is six fish. We're going to outfish every other person who's in this river right now, you know? And so, that was cool.
Did you guys get six?
We caught two. So
Ha! We
I
got
know.
five.
Dang. But
Yeah.
I'm happy we caught any, 'cause I know, some people didn't. And I know that's not the point. The point is just to go out there and have a good time.
Yeah.
And just, you know, get to know these women and have a good morning on the water.
You know, it's funny that I was thinking about this as you said it, and obviously I'm generalizing here, but it makes sense that on the ladies retreat, they're very, that they go through
Structured.
everything and want to learn through everything. And then on the guys retreat, it's like a hangout session.
Like, hey,
Yeah.
maybe,
No,
like,
it is surprisingly structured how they do it. I'm not, and it's not a bad thing.
Not
It's
at
just
all.
not
Well,
my, like, it's, what
it's
do I care?
like,
I'm just a fishing buddy. But, like, it's intense. It feels intense.
I guess
it's
what I'm
like,
trying to say is that if that was how it was advertised for the guys, it might be harder to get them on a
yeah.
retreat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas it's like, hey, we're gonna hang out, we're gonna fish, we're gonna have a good time, we're gonna have courageous conversations, and it's like the men's is like courageous conversations, fishing, repeat.
Yeah.
Courageous conversations,
Food,
fishing, repeat. Food, food. Yeah. Yeah.
running water
It's like a very
is
simple
optional.
structure, repeat.
Right. Yeah, I think so. I don't think it would work as well. Actually, I talked to Lou about that a little bit. Even she agreed. She goes, yeah, women, or it seems like for the women's retreat that the structured, obviously not all women are going to be like that, but for that particular retreat, it seems like the structure and the in-depthness, the depth, I guess, is a way to say it, works really well. Whereas, like you said, real recovery,
Yeah.
probably not so much. It was a lot of fun though. It definitely had the same feel as real recovery. You know, it was no different.
I
As
totally agree. It had
it
the
was.
same feel for me.
So one thing they did that was pretty cool, and I don't know if we need to put this in the actual episode. We can. It's not bad. But they actually like assigned people parts of the river. And I thought that was interesting. And then they would figure out who's doing well, and then they might switch. Like, okay, all right, Zach Adair is doing really well over there, and they've caught a few fish. So we're going to put you over there and move him over here. Like, I
Yeah.
thought that was kind of cool.
The other thing that I liked as well is everybody knew who their fishing buddy was before we met them. And I know, like at Real Recovery, it's a little bit of like, hey, just kind of stand behind somebody and grab them. But I personally like the idea of like being like, hey, this is the person you're fishing with this weekend, you
See,
know?
I think I prefer the organicness of,
Really?
yeah.
Because
It was because you always end up with the right person. We've never
That's,
ended up with the wrong
yeah,
person. And
it's true. It's
it's really
true.
weird how it's like, I was thinking back and at Real Recovery, I mean, they did it. The girls at Casting for Recovery did a good job like pairing us up. I think they, especially, you know, having so many new fishing guides, you know, you, me, Kendall. Lou knew all of us, so she
Right.
was able to really pick somebody for us. But
That's true.
it seems like real recovery, we always end up with the right person, and it just happens. And it's not like it takes an hour, or it just, you know, it just happens.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but behind the scenes, when those things are happening, there's usually one or two guys on the retreat that get selected for a specific fishing buddy. So we take the guys that like need a specific buddy for whatever reason, and we pair them, and then everyone else is organic. So it's kind of like, I don't know, maybe a little bit more of a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's understand if there's somebody with special needs or a special kind of mentality, whether that be negative or positive, like, I get that. Sometimes they need to be specifically paired, but 90% of the time, 80% of the time, it's an organic situation, which 100%. I think I prefer that, but I don't think it hurt anything doing it the way they do it, you know?
I think it, you're right. It's not that – it's one of those things I need. I think there's always just that, like, for me, a little bit of, like – there's always a little bit of anxiety of like, oh, who's my fishing buddy going to be this weekend? You know what I mean? And so I think I liked it in the sense that I didn't have to worry about that. You know, I was like, all right, this is who I'm fishing with. And so, but going back to your point, I have never had a fishing buddy who didn't feel like the right person for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is just kind of funny how that plays out. And so I think – I think either way it's done is probably the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't think they did anything wrong necessarily. It's just different. You know, it was like a motherfucker. It was a culture shock.
Did you just prick yourself on the hook?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Sorry. Oh, we're not going to have Carson for this, are we? It's all you, baby.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know how the editing's going to go with this because I haven't messed with this yet. So it's going to be
for the record. Anybody who's wondering, it's bowling bill bonio carp. They are sticky, man.
What's sticky?
The hook. They're sticky. Like they're sharp.
That's Jeez. That's a good hook to have then for carp fishing.
Yep.
So you guys snuck away after and fished for carp?
I did not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, me, Gabe, Lou joined us later on.
John went with you.
But it was me, Gabe. John went, and he kind of took off early. But then Rob, I think his name was, another guy out of San Antonio. Mm-hmm. I'm not familiar. That was my first time meeting him. He's a cool dude. He gave me a fly.
Yeah, nice. Rob's a good dude. He was a fishing buddy one time on a real recovery retreat.
Yeah, he looked familiar.
Yeah, it was.
I've seen him somewhere.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while since he's been a fishing buddy, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But yeah, it was cool. I'll do it again.
Yeah, I would too, for sure. I think Kendall's there as well, that she would do
definitely,
it again.
Was that Kendall's first time?
Yeah, Kendall had never done any kind of – I mean, well, she did Mayfly, I guess, which is similar except it teaches kids in the foster system how to fly fish. And she enjoyed that too, but she said it was kind of unique and neat being able to work with somebody who didn't necessarily fight you on everything that you wanted to do. And not like all the time, but you know what I mean? Just like
yeah.
There's a teenage way at kids –
Yep.
You know, the kids are.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I was never like that as a teenager.
I bet you were an angel.
I was.
Zach, you pulled out your vice too.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of dead air in this. So somebody's, you know, I got to do something for entertainment, right?
And to be honest, I kind of feel like I'm focusing more on the conversation because I'm tying. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not like
I'm busy
trying to figure out what's on Landon's shirt because that's what I've done a couple times.
Oh, me too. The Roundup. I'm like, what?
Yeah. So what does it say? From the Texas Roundup.
And go on.
Fly fishing Roundup.
Dude, what if we made this like a weekly tying night?
Hmm?
That could be cool.
Yeah, no. I think getting guest tires on too. Like they tie flies while we talk to them.
That's pretty cool.
I'm not good enough for you. No, that's what I thought.
No,
you're not a guest tire though. You are a standard tire.
You're a premier tire.
Yeah, there we go. That's better.
You tie every week.
We got to keep my ego. You know, it needs to stay inflated. So
okay.
At least one.
We can stroke your ego if that's what you need, Zach.
No, don't stroke it. I want you to blow it up.
That sounds dirty.
So dumb.
You started it, not me.
Did you guys do anything else over the weekend, fishing-wise?
Always.
I tied a bunch of flies.
For casting for recovery or for real recovery
in general? A little bit of both, and also just tying some different things. So let's see. I don't know how well you can see it. That little that guy. Note,
I'm going to interrupt that real quick before I forget.
That's how I'm tying
April,
it.
April 7th at Orvis San Antonio, we've got a tying day. If you come in and tie some flies and donate them to Real Recovery, that'd be really cool. I think there's some kind of incentive there, but I'm not sure. You have to wait for Gabe to post about that. But anyway, April 7th, Orvis San Antonio. Back to you, Adair.
Do you guys ever trim your rubber legs and then like you trim one a little too short and you have to make the one short and then you trim one of those other ones a little shorter and so you have to do it again? And then it's just this in like continual cycle of trimming your rubber legs shorter and shorter until eventually you have to retie on rubber legs.
I mean, not that bad.
Oh, wow. That seems to be my cycle.
No, I don't. So, I think if I just cut one a little short, just one's a little short.
Quite even.
I'm going to teach you a trick, Zach. You ready for this? Yes,
show me a trick, please.
Well, I don't have to show you. I'm going to tell you. And I'm not being a smartass. I'm dead serious.
No, being a smartass. Like,
No. Count the bars on the legs.
Dude, that – okay, I get it. Okay,
one, two, three, four. If the one you like has six, make all the other ones have six, and it's easier to match it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't freehand it, dude. That's a recipe for disaster. I can tell you, take his advice, but don't freehand it. You're gonna miscut 100%.
My hand was shaking a little bit too. I was like, oh, here we go. Not a surgeon.
It's like playing Operation.
Yeah, honestly, a little bit. I was awful at that game though. I got shocked all the time.
Operation's an underrated game.
It is. You know what? Okay, let's see. All right, they're better than what they were. One of them splayed out like spread eagle, and the other one is
well, that's because you probably didn't tie them in right, but you know.
Honestly, I tie them in differently every time I tie them in, so sometimes it changes from one fly to the next, you know. Sometimes side to side.
What's important though is it catches fish.
Honestly, I caught fish this past weekend on this and nobody else did. So, well, not nobody.
What'd you catch?
We caught panfish.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Like, did anybody on the retreat catch like a cichlid? Because that's kind of a rare treat, or bass.
All we caught were like red-breasted sunfish.
Okay,
no bass. You guys? Oh no, John and his.
Yeah, he said they caught two bass.
Participant?
Yeah, maybe two or three. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they caught a couple bass. Decent, like, I don't know.
What is it with John about just absolutely crushing it at everything?
You know mm-hmm. why? It's because he doesn't show anybody. Like, have you noticed his, like, social media is blank?
Yeah. And also
he doesn't show pictures.
Also, too, he just doesn't care. He's just like...
Whatever.
Like, is that the attitude we need? Like, we go fishing, whatever. I don't care.
But the thing is, but we care, though. That's the thing. We care too much.
Deep down, you can't fake caring.
You can't, honestly, you can't fake not caring. Like, it's either like, you're like, no, like, I need people's approval, or you're just like, hey, whatever happens, happens, you know? But either way, you can't become the other person.
Right.
And unless somebody like leaves when you're in your childhood, and then you can become the other person. So.
Unless somebody what?
Like, unless somebody important leaves during your childhood, and then you become the other person.
Do you
truly feel like John doesn't care about catching fish, though?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say he doesn't care about catching fish. He goes out with like an attitude of like, hey man, I'm gonna do what I do best, and like that's just how it's gonna be. And
besides like, this weekend, have either of you guys fished with him?
No.
He is like fished with him a few times now, and he is like the most chill. He's probably one of the easiest people I've ever fished with. Like, I don't know. He's just really chill. Sorry, Luke. He's just really chill.
Sorry, Lou. Is Lou not chill? Will you kind of describe it? Will you walk us through?
No, I won't. I am not going to do that because she's right back there.
I think it'd be good if you.
No, I don't think so. I think it's better.
No,
but John is very, it's just easy, man. And he's like closet fishy, honestly.
You know, maybe like, that's how he won the Iron Fly too. Went in like not caring.
Well, I didn't even know he was like as into fishing as he was until we had him on the podcast. And then that's when I was like, okay, this guy's like, I thought he was just kind of another dude, you know. I don't want to name names, but there's, you know, the dude kind of dudes I'm talking about.
No. Give me an example.
No. Like the Gabes of the world. No, he's a cool guy, man. I enjoy it. It's cool. I would recommend fishing with him.
Sweet.
You said you went fishing this weekend and caught fish. I didn't even think about it. You're probably talking about casting for recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I go fishing this past weekend?
Well, when did you take off? You said when you guys got back from New Mexico, you went to the river, right?
Yeah. But I've already talked about that. And I caught, did I talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah, you did last week.
Okay. Yeah, I did because I didn't talk about my tattoo fish picture, did I? Maybe I did.
I think yes, we
you
talked.
Did. You did. Yeah. You showed it. You showed your bass next to your bass tattoo.
That's right. Yeah. I felt pretty proud about that. And in fact, I'm looking for everybody's approval on that picture too. So thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways. How do we feel about it? Nice.
Thumbs up.
Zach. Two thumbs up on that one. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Just wait until I get my Magikarp tattoo and then I catch a Magikarp and take a picture of it next to the Magikarp.
When are you getting that tattoo?
I don't know, dude. I almost got it the other night. Well, I almost got a tattoo the other night, not that one.
Wait, what do you mean you almost got a tattoo the other night?
Well, like, so here's my thing. So it's not that I'm afraid to get a tattoo. Like the pain doesn't, obviously the pain's never fun, but it doesn't bother me. Like I'm not afraid of that. I'm
honestly more, like, the pain's kind of nice.
Well, yeah. Well, for some people. But anyway,
Zach, should we be worried about you?
I think we might. After what he said earlier about changing into a different person, now he's saying that. Like, no, my thing is like, all right, so I want one, but I'm afraid to commit to one. You know,
dude, just
so
commit. It doesn't matter.
Once I just like get the ball rolling, you know. So I was just gonna get something simple.
Dude, go all out. All out or nothing?
No, all out. So here's the thing. Once I get that first one, because my artist lives in the building next door, and she's only going to charge me for ink. So it's like, I can go get it. I can get it right now on the podcast if I wanted to. If she was down, I thought about it. I'm not going to lie.
That's what we're going to do one of these episodes, remote. Yeah. You're getting a tattoo while we're podcasting?
Honestly, that'd be so much fun.
That would actually be pretty cool. You guys might have to come over here for that, though. I think it'd be more fun. In person.
Oh yeah, I would be there for that.
More important question though is when you get your Magikarp tattoo, what fly is going to be in its mouth?
I haven't decided yet. I could be stupid and make it like Pokemon themed, or I can do I think an actual fly would be cooler.
And regular Magikarp or shiny Magikarp?
Regular for sure. Regular for sure.
What color is shiny Magikarp?
It's a lame gold color.
Gold and yellow. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as cool as the
color of my shirt, actually.
Yeah.
Regular is cool because he's classic.
Yeah, it's classic. Now, I just want this to be known. This is the official, like, I'm getting the Magikarp tattoo. Any of you other carpers get it to copy me? That's totally not cool. Don't do it.
Or you can do it and, like, you can just match your friends.
No.
Like everybody at Ironfly.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's exactly why I did not get one.
I don't know why, because every time I look at that, man, it just makes me happy.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. It's
well,
like,
I'm glad, I love
all my tattoos, but like looking at that one, I'm just like, that was a good time. That was a good day.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I don't know. Whatever, man. Anyway, Magikarp tattoo coming soon to a Zach Harris fly near you.
You mean Zachary's thigh?
I don't know. I was actually thinking the back of my calf.
Yeah, but that didn't rhyme.
I'd be on. Yeah, well, you know what? Whatever.
Back of your calf.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to do the Magikarp, like flopping side angle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like a little puddle underneath? With a little puddle underneath?
Either that or just the fish by itself.
Now, are you going to do the Game Boy version, or are you going to do the old pixelated version?
I'll do like the TV show.
Pixelated would be cool,
but I have a feel like, dude, that's kind of risky business, man.
Do you get a pixelated tattoo?
I feel like nothing against my buddy over there, but I feel like you'd have to have like a really good artist, and she's still kind of new. That's all, dude. The pixels, that's a lot to handle. You got to think about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
That's cool though. I'm excited for you to get that tattoo, and I'm excited to see it.
It's gonna be pretty sweet.
I'm excited to see it, and to be honest, I'm a little jealous that that's the only really, really cool fish tattoo. Matt, a Pokemon fish tattoo.
Yeah, no, I
was looking at other ones.
I think that's the one for me.
And they're not the same.
What would be another? Nice thing is I can Google right now.
Goldeen or Seeking? Listen, I'm a Pokemon nerd, so I'm about to show that for everybody that didn't know that already.
There is a Bass one that they just released a couple years ago, but
Goldeen's kind of lame.
Seeking.
Seeking's kind of lame too.
Because he's a goldfish.
Sharpedo.
Hey, what about Cloyster?
Ooh. No, what about Shellder? Shellder would be sick.
Shellder would be cool.
Or Krabby. Krabby would be cool.
You could do Krabby.
I'm telling you. Or you could do Gyarados.
Wait. You know what we should do? We should do a random water
pick
Pokemon.
Pick a card, any card?
No. Like a thing where like you land and you give us one, we have to rank them 1 through 5.
Ooh, I like that.
Pokemon?
For specifically fish Pokemon.
Yeah. There's only the 4, but we'll do 1 through 5.
Wait, what are you talking about? There's like 30 fish Pokemon.
No, I know, but we're only going for the original.
I'm
going to
do water.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why the hell would we look at those new abominations? One of them is a fucking trash bag, bro. Sorry, I'm getting so heated about this. I'm not joking.
What's his name, like Garbodor, right?
Something like that. Basura, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. I will blind rank water Pokemon.
And you can show them on 5. Here, too. Show it during so we can be like, oh, yeah, no, that he's definitely.
I can't. The screen share is not. Every time I've tried to do the screen share, it doesn't work. So I have to, like, physically upload the media. And it might be because we're on the free version of this app. But if we continue to do this, we're going to do the paid version. So I'm not going to show it on the screen right now, but that's something we could do in the future.
Cool.
Okay, so blind rank 1 through 5. Let's see here. Let's go with Tentacool.
Ooh.
That's a solid. Oh, wait. Okay, so we ranking them like just because we think they're cool or like maybe actual like, usability on like the battlefield?
Or how much fun they'd be to catch on a fly rod.
Okay. Now we're talking. I like that.
Right.
5.
Yeah. Tentacool would suck to catch. She'd be like, okay. Tentacruel on the other
hand. Yeah, he's much more cruel.
No, let's just rank him on coolness factor.
Oh, way to ruin it, Landon.
No, catch on a fly rod is like Gyarados is like number one, obviously.
But we don't know if you're even going to say Gyarados.
Yeah. You guys don't know.
Landon just makes this stuff up as we go. It's not fair. Yeah.
I'm going to go based off fly rod.
Okay. If you guys want to do that, let me rearrange my...
We make the rules here, Landon, when it comes to this game.
Yeah. Hey, I'm captain now, okay?
Okay. Poliwrath.
Look at me.
Poliwrath. He's the tadpole looking guy.
Yeah. You go first. What do you think?
To catch on a fly rod. Dude, that's a 4. I gotta put that as a 4. So I got Tentacool 5, Poliwrath a 4.
Well, Poliwrath It's Poliwag. Man, we are freaking nerds, dude. It's Poliwag, Poliwhirl, and then Poliwrath, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's Poliwrath. The it's the third evolution.
With like the boxing arms and everything.
Yeah. Well, the second one had arms too. The only difference between the second and the third is one of them had angry eyes.
Oh, that's right. That was really it, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm really showing my true colors here. I'm gonna give that a 4.
Well, copycat.
On the fly rod scale. Oh, you already voted?
Yeah, I said 4.
I didn't hear.
Wow.
Well, I'm busy. Okay, next.
Lapras.
Oh. Ooh.
That's not a fish.
It's no water type.
Okay.
The rules were water type.
Honestly though, on the fly, it might be like a 2. I feel like it would take you 2? For a ride.
A 2?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever like hooked up on a manatee? I feel like it would be similar.
But I don't,
have you hooked up on a manatee?
I can't.
No, but I'm assuming it would be like fighting a Lapras on a fly.
I can't commit to a 1. I can't because I don't know what he's going to say next.
I'm doing 3.
Wow. You don't have high regards for manatees then, do you?
No, because I know what the other characters might be, and there's some cooler ones out there. Anyways, proceed.
Let's do Vaporeon.
Ooh.
That's a dog, man.
It is a dog. So you want to hook into a dog on a fly rod.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
Especially no,
sorry.
It's a water dog.
Fins for the tail. It has like a fin tail.
A fin tail.
Yeah. Like a whale.
So does a dolphin. Yeah. A bottlenose dolphin.
Yeah, okay, a dolphin.
A sweet, lovable little dolphin.
It's a water type. That was the rules.
So a little water dog. You know what? Or, honestly, if I hooked it to a fly rod, I imagine it would quickly know that it's on a leash. So I'm going to say that one is a 6.
Oh, yeah, but that's 1 through 5. So
I'm going to go with a 3.
I don't know what numbers I have left.
You have 3 and – no, you have 2 and 1.
I guess I have to go with 2.
Yeah.
And Land is about to screw me here.
I'm going
to
screw
it.
You guys over because y'all just like reverse ranked a 5, 4, 3, 2. A seal.
Wow. You picked no fish in this pool.
That wasn't the rule. You guys said water type. Here.
Yeah. Man, you're trying to trap us. This is a trap.
Well, exactly. You guys said original 150. There's not a lot of fish to choose from.
What's next? We have which Pokemon's the tastiest, and Murgo will start with Growlithe.
I can straight up name 1, 2, 3, 4 fish right off the bat. I bet I could find a 5th one.
Love this.
That's not 151, bro.
Oh, that's right.
Come
we
on,
had to go 151.
Come on, man. Come on. What's wrong with you?
Come on. Wait, did you give us the last one yet?
Yeah, seal.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he's 1.
I guess I don't have a choice but to put up as a 1.
I know, but you know.
No, if you guys want something more fun, what I was actually thinking about doing was I was going to do like maybe War Turtle. Not okay. Give you the full Blastoise,
that would
but give you War
Turtle.
That would
make more sense because I've hooked into turtles before and they're like, they're not fun.
That does make more sense, actually.
I have a feeling we're going to lose listeners. Just have a really strong feeling.
This going remote has really made things go off the rails more so than normal.
Yeah. I guess it doesn't feel as serious. What did you do this weekend, Landon?
I can tell you about a really weird interaction I had today. This wasn't this weekend, but I wanted to tell you guys this on the podcast. I was saving the story.
I have a fish story after that.
I was getting gas on my way home today.
Oh, I think Zach's gone.
Uh-oh. No, I'm still here.
I was filling up with gas on my way home today, and this person came up to me, probably homeless, and was like, "Hey, do you have any money?" I'm like, "Man, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. Sorry, I can't help you." He's like, no, but seriously, do you have money?" And I'm like, I pulled out my wallet. I was like, I don't carry cash. I'm sorry. And he's like, no, but seriously, you need to give me money. And I was like, no, I don't. And he's like, I'm not leaving until you give me money. And I was like, I'm not giving you money, dude. You can leave. No. I'm going to stay here and you're going to give me money. No, I'm not. I didn't know what to say. Like, honestly, I was speechless because the conversation threw me off so much. Like, dude, I don't have any money to give you. And he was like, I know you have money and I am going to sit here until you give me money. And, like, walked up closer to me. And I was like, I didn't know what to do. Like, what would you guys do in that situation?
Probably just leave.
Yeah. Probably just walk away.
Like, I wanted to leave, but I was filling up with gas. Like, the deal was in the car. So, like, I waited to finish. And then he would, like, keep being, like, super aggressive, pushy. Like, you're going to give me money. Like, you need to give me money. I'm not going to leave until you give me, like, what? So I eventually was like, dude, you need to leave or we're going to have a problem. And like, I finished up and bounced. And he, like, when I said you need to leave or we're going to have a problem and got like pretty aggressive, he ended up walking away.
Yeah. I got to have this energy where people just leave me alone. So yeah. I don't know.
I'm pretty.
That joke didn't land. I'm sorry. I don't have that energy at all. What are you talking about? People bother me all the time.
I was going to say, like, I don't know. I get verbally aggressive. Like, dude, we just had Verizon Wireless knocked on our door one day, and I was like, straight up, like, you need to leave. Like, they were like, they kept asking all sorts of questions, and I finally like shut the door on their face. It's like, no, I don't know.
At your apartment? Really... How did Verizon get into your apartment?
Bro, don't ask me. And they were like, they opened the door and they were like, you the king of this castle? And I was like, I wouldn't say that.
You say it like that, I am.
Yeah. And they were like, what internet provider do you have or what? Or no, they started with, they were like, has anybody told you about the construction next door? So I like called Lou over and I was like, no, what's going on? And she was like, well, blah, 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 AT&T or Verizon or something. And she goes, what internet provider do you have? I was like, I think Lou answered her and she goes, well, how much do you pay? And I was like, oh, we don't need to talk about all that. And I like shut the door. As I was shutting the door, she was like, well, I hope you have a better day. I said, yeah, you too. I don't know. I don't know. People don't approach me like that. And if they do, I'm pretty like
mean. No way.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that ignores the cell phone salesman that set up in like the front of HEB. Yeah. That's trying to sell you. I just like cold stare them in the eye and keep walking.
HEB allows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It annoys me. Like that like Walmart and like Costco. All these stores, they have like Dish Network and they're like trying to talk like, dude, I'm trying to buy groceries, not internet.
Right.
Well, at least they're not trying to sell you a freaking credit card.
And like realistically at this point, like who's signing up for a new phone plan? You know?
And I have a no soliciting sign on my door because it was getting real bad with like solar salesmen coming to the door. And so if people come to my door and like, and I go answer it and they're a salesman, I get pretty pissed. I'm like, did you see that right there? And they're like, yeah, but I still want, like, no. If you saw that sign, you shouldn't have knocked on my door. And I've even, you know that those guys don't carry business cards on them.
No.
And they don't tell you what company they're with. Because I've asked, I was like, I have a no soliciting sign. I want your business card, you know. And they're like, oh, we don't carry business cards. And I found out that that's actually a thing. They don't carry business cards because they don't want, you know, they don't want their company info out so you don't call and, you know, harass the company because they're harassing you at the door.
Hmm. I believe it, dude.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of a scam nowadays.
Dude, I feel we honestly hardly ever open our door because every time somebody's knocking, it's like, it's never anything good, you know?
No.
Yeah.
No, like if I didn't know you were coming over, I probably have no idea who you are.
Wanted to randomly visit you one day and
that's what the peephole's for.
Hey, what's up, man?
I look through the hole and see who it is, and if it's not somebody I want to talk to,
yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
That's the nice thing about being in an apartment is they don't know if you're home or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, except that I've got like fly fishing stickers on the back of my truck, so
well, if they're looking into somebody that, and that, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but like a salesman or something. Like,
oh, yeah.
If we have cars in the driveway, it's safe to assume that we're home.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. It's annoying. Anyway, that was a weird interaction I had today. I didn't know how to handle it. I felt very uncomfortable and...
Do you carry? Like, not necessarily a gun, but do you, like, have anything on you that you
just in case? I carry a pocket knife every day, and sometimes I do conceal carry. But I was not conceal carrying today because I was coming home from work, so...
yeah, that can be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel weird about it still. Like how weird the interaction was.
That's a weird interaction. Like, it's not as like normal as like, hey, can I borrow some money?
Did they seem like, you know, like something was up? Like,
no,
like they weren't on this planet.
No. The reason I said that they were probably homeless and like not 100% homeless is because they were pretty clean and like well kept, which was what was throwing me off on the situation as well.
But they didn't seem like they were.
They didn't seem like, other than being a weird interaction, like I didn't get like vibes like that.
Yeah.
Like Breaking Bad stuff.
Yeah. No. I didn't get those vibes. That's what made it weird too, is because like the person seemed very put together. And like kind of knew what they were doing and like very forward, spoke clearly, presented halfway decent. I don't know.
Like, yeah, that's odd.
It was odd. It was, it, what, yeah.
Probably down and out, dude. Kind of so, feel bad.
Zach, what you said you had a fish story.
Yeah. So I learned a valuable lesson the other day. And that is always like have a plan before you cast it to a big fish, right? So I'm walking the river and I'm trying to stay on the bank as much as I can to try to keep from, you know, making too much noise in the water. And I peek over this kind of high section on the bank. It's like I use my rod later on. It's about a 7-foot drop straight down, like cut bank. From where that I was to the water, and there was some vines and some bushes in front of me, but I peek over these vines and there's two carp feeding right there. Right. And I'm like, okay, well, I want to catch one. So I dip my fly down and hook up. Right. And I'm fighting this fish. I'm like, shit, like, what do? I can't get down to the water. There's no way down. And there's trees around me. So I can't like walk it to a spot. And the fish was like, I could see my knot. Like the fish was running. And I could see my knot. My backing was coming. I was like, I got to do something. So I used my net to move the vines out of the way. I dropped my pack, used my net to move the vines, and I jumped with the Helios and the fish on and my net in my hand. And when I landed, my feet came out from under me, and I busted my ass all while still fighting the fish. Like, I landed the fish. I still had it on, but like...
Was that fish you posted earlier?
Yeah.
That fat fish?
Dude, that's crazy.
Okay, so let me get this straight. You were like 7 feet off the water.
Roughly, yeah. Like I used my rod to measure. So within a foot or two either direction.
And
not or two, within a foot either direction.
You like basically like dropped your fly on top of them. Because right. It was not like you're so close to the bank that you couldn't cast. You basically had to like reach your rod out and drop it.
I had to reach over and they were on the bank. I had to reach over and drop my fly down. So the bank like at my feet is between 6 and 7 foot high, and there's some vines and some bushes in front of me. So I like stuck it down there, and I got an eat. It was a big one, and I wasn't about to let it get away. So I did what I had to do.
So you jumped in the river, and then you busted. So you Brad Pitted it.
Mm-hmm.
You Brad Pitted it,
and like when you jumped in, did you keep the rod above water?
I don't remember. I know I broke my big toenail, my ankle hurt, and I have something stuck in that big toe. There's like a thorn or something shoved in there.
Were you wearing like chacos or something?
Yeah. If you look in the picture, my shirt's all wet and my shorts are like completely drenched. Like I was in water from the waist down.
Hey, I have a question.
I landed.
What were you looking at? What were you looking at in that picture?
Did Gabe pay you to ask me that?
No, I just saw he asked you in the group chat. That's the one.
I don't know. I just set the timer, and then when it gets to like 3, I lift the fish and I start looking at things. I don't know. What do you look at?
Oh, so you set a timer?
Yeah, I set a timer.
What do you mean you set a timer? Why do you set a timer?
Because I was by myself.
What does that mean?
The hell was that?
Oh, Kenna's over here dancing. She thinks it's funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's nice. I like what I see.
That kind of sounded like a Halloween decoration from the 90s.
Yeah, it did. It did.
No, I set a timer. So I prop my phone up and I set a timer. And the fish is in the water all the while. Like I've got it. It's like breathing and then living. And I set the timer. And when the timer gets sounded like 3 seconds, I lift the fish and let it take the picture.
Oh, that's what you meant by
Yeah. And
timing.
it, like when you do the timer, it shoots like 10 or 12 photos at a time. So
Oh, does it really?
you're bound to get a good one.
That's cool. I don't think I've ever used the timer on my phone for
Well,
photos.
when you're by yourself and it's not a one-handed fish, like you don't have a choice,
That makes sense.
right? Like
Yeah.
a cichlid or something, you can do the whole like stretch, but the fish was too big to not get a full shot. So
Yeah. No, that was
that's
a
a good
nice
one.
fish, dude.
Yeah, that was a
It was a
nice
good
fish.
one.
Even better story.
Yeah,
Would you?
it
I
was
can't
pretty
believe you Brad
intense.
pitted it. That's awesome.
Yeah, me neither. Afterward, I was like, man, I'm lucky, like, because I slipped and there's rocks and there's stuff in the river, you know? I could have hit my head. Like, it could have been way worse.
What
I
river
found
were you
myself
on?
Guadalupe.
Okay. And how deep was it?
Where I landed, it wasn't deep. It
Okay.
was like 6 inches.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes
Yeah,
sense.
but the fact that I slipped, that's what's scary is because you don't have that, you know, a pillow of water there to protect you if you
Yeah.
fall, right?
Yeah.
So after the fact, I was like, that wasn't very smart. But I landed the fish.
And your rod's not broken.
My rod's, it wouldn't have broken. It's a Helios 4. Yeah, I
Well,
did that with the
that
Helios. Even better, right?
Yeah, actually, it is a little
Yeah.
bit better.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that
All
was
right,
my fish
guys.
story.
That's great, Zach. That's an awesome story.
Thank you.
I think we're at time, fellas.
Yeah,
Hey, we
this
are.
was a whole lot of nothing this episode. It's all experimenting,
Yeah,
trying to figure out how to.
so I do think if we do this, we need to have a either we each bring a story and share, or we have a topic, you know what I mean? Just to
Or a
kind of keep
guest.
us, or guests, just to keep us
Yeah.
focused on track, you know? But for this first one, and to be honest, every now and then a shoot the shit episode isn't awful, you know?
Well, to be fair, normally, like, this isn't any different than what we normally do. We're
Very
still
true.
hanging out. I think
True.
we're just having fun playing with the new toy, you know?
Yeah,
That's
for
true. It's
sure.
really what it comes down to. And
For
we're
sure.
not used to, like, I've got an activity. Like, you're tying. Landon's playing with light colors in the background. You know, we're doing something other than staring at each
Yeah, and I
other,
think what we
so.
could do too, like we could bring back like the ranking lists and all that kind of stuff, but we could put like graphics on screen and stuff for that too.
Ooh, that's a cool
Or
idea.
like fly or band, you know, we
You
could put like
know
a
what? Briar
graphic, you know, we
band.
could like make a graphic on the screen and
You know what we could do? You know what we could do is you could call out materials. Like if we set our vices up, call out materials, and it'd be kind of like an iron fly subcategory. You're like, all right, olive marabou, go. And then you call out, you give us 30 seconds, and then you tie it, you call out the next one and call out the next one.
But the
Like
thing
it's
is,
got,
though,
you know.
you're assuming I have all of those different types of materials.
No, I know. We would have to go through, you know, or maybe you call it out and Landon and I do it because
You
he's
know
got
what
more.
would
And
be
I
a
could
cool.
do, yeah, what landed?
Here, so
If we
this
go
would take
live.
interactions from our listeners.
I also have a mystery
But.
grab bag that I could just go in and be like, all right, purple flash. You
Nice.
know? One of
Yeah,
my little
yeah,
Scud dub.
Nice.
Scud dub. I just got a
So,
text. How much longer?
this would take some interaction from our listeners, but they could send in a box of random materials, Ironfly style, and then you could just tie a fly out of what's in the box.
That's
But it
pretty
could be
cool.
like weird stuff, whatever they want, they could submit.
I feel like that's
And
some commitment on their part, though.
I agree.
Like a financial commitment.
I think if we were live streaming, it would probably be more interesting because people could tune
Yeah.
in while
Oh,
you're
for
tying
sure.
it and do all of that. I think there's a lot of cool things that we could do with this. I'm pretty excited.
And if you have
I think so too.
ideas, let us know.
Oh, are we still sending this out? Are we still talking? Like recording?
We're
We are
still
still
recording,
recording.
yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Anyway, I
Anyway.
think this is going to be fun.
All right,
Play
fellas.
some
Well,
games.
I'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't exit.
I know.
Exit. Okay.